North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 24, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker has ordered all non-essential businesses to close by noontime today.
I am issuing the following emergency order. Effective Tuesday, March 24th at noon, all non-essential businesses shall close their physical workplaces and facilities to all workers, customers, and the public. This order will remain in effect until Tuesday, April 7th at noon. I'm also directing the Department of Public Health to issue a stay-at-home advisory outlining self-isolation and social distancing protocols. This advisory will also be in effect until Tuesday, April 7th. We also strongly advise people over the age of 70 and those with underlying health issues to stay home and limit their interactions with others as much as possible.
The governor has noted that the Department of Health has also issued a stay-at-home advisory, but stressed that it wasn't a shelter-in-place order.
But everyone should know, we will always allow all grocery stores, pharmacies, and other types of businesses that provide essential goods and services to Massachusetts residents to continue to operate. And we will not stop anyone from accessing these essential businesses.
Governor Charlie Baker.
Rockport Town Administrator Mitch Vieira is reaching out with an important COVID-19 update on behalf of the Rockport Board of Selectmen, according to the town's website. As of March 23, there are now two confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Rockport. This occurrence was expected as the virus spreads, as testing increases. Rockport expects the number of cases to rise and in Rockport and across the Commonwealth. The Board of Health's public health nurse is conducting the required investigation and contact tracing with the individuals who are following all social isolation protocols, either at home or in a healthcare facility. If you are not contacted by the Rockport public health nurse, you are not considered a direct contact, and there will be no further information provided about the individuals pursuant to federal and state privacy laws. It's critically important to continue the ongoing preventative measures that are being shared by the CDC and the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, especially social distancing and regular hand washing. The Rockport site implores everyone to follow measures as well as other information shared by DPH and the CDC. If you don't need to be out of your home, please stay there. And this goes for all age groups, not just those considered vulnerable. Anyone that displays symptoms associated with COVID-19 should first contact their primary care physician or the state's 211 hotline. Calling 911 should be restricted to emergencies only. If emergency care is required, please to be sure to provide all symptoms to the dispatcher at that time. And you can read more about this, of course, at the rockportma.gov website.
A little-known group of trained volunteers is responding to the coronavirus pandemic in a variety of ways across the North Shore and Cape Ann. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that the North Shore Cape Ann Emergency Preparedness Coalition has deployed about 250 people so far to man call centers, to help hospitals screen visitors, and deliver food and medication to vulnerable people, among other tasks. Quote, we're doing anything that's needed to augment public health going forward, said Lisa Jackson, the coalition director. The North Shore Cape Ann Coalition is part of the Medical Reserve Corps, an organization established across the country after the 2001 terrorist attacks. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that the Baker-Polito administration announced the issuance of an emergency order to ensure that intrastate waste and recycling collection and disposal will continue uninterrupted during the COVID-19 emergency. Due to the essential nature of these services and anticipated impacts due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the administration's order provides relief from state and federal requirements that govern the hours of service allowed for commercial vehicle operators involved in waste and recycling transportation and collection while maintaining important safety protections and measures. The administration's action will help support continuity of waste and recycling operations by helping to ensure availability of adequate staffing resources throughout the emergency, and is consistent with the state of emergency declared by Governor Charlie Baker on Tuesday, March 10, 2020. More information on this is available at tartalk.com.
The Greater Lynn Senior Services has increased its food delivery and output to meet the increasing demand from elder clients left stranded by the coronavirus outbreak. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that although GLIS, a Lynn-based social services agency, has always provided Meals on Wheels, deliveries and on-site grab-and-go options for North Shore seniors, the number of meals provided has been on the rise as more people have requested help with the food. Meanwhile, Saugus Police Chief Ronald Giorgetti told MSO News yesterday that you should beware of some potential scams out there, well, scamming all kinds of people around the coronavirus.
There are a number of individuals out there trying to take advantage of this epidemic, either through phone calls, emails, you know, advertising, even mail materials, offering cures, test kits, etc., and then proceeding to get the personal information and billing information. In reality, there is no vaccine or cure right now. We're advising residents to deal directly with the healthcare professionals or medical institutions regarding any kind of equipment, testing, etc., as opposed to the online, email, phone call solicitations. The majority of these are an attempt to deceive the public and con them out of their money.
Saugus Police Chief Ron Giorgetti. Much more on this at msonewsports.com.
The Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Association, comprised of their full-time police officers, is announcing that they'll be taking part in the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism Patch Program. Beginning on April 1, which is Autism Awareness Month, officers can elect to wear a new patch design and show support for this important cause. They'll be selling these patches to the members of the community for a $10 donation. All proceeds from these patch sales will benefit the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism and will be used for safety programs focusing on keeping people and families affected by autism safe in local communities. It's also important to note that the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation has also recently set up a COVID-19 Autism Relief Fund, and your patch donation will be instrumental in assisting this relief work. If you'd like to donate $10 and receive your Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Autism Awareness Patch, you may mail a check payable to the Manchester Police Association at 10 Central Street, Manchester, Mass., 01944. Please include your name and what address you'd like the patch mailed to, and they'll mail it out right away. There is a limited number of patches available, so you may also directly email Sergeant Stephen Louf, L-O-U-F, at loufs@manchester.ma.us to be added to the list of donors so that a patch can be reserved for you.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We do always like to hear from you. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Our email link is at the top of our webpage. Again, have a great Tuesday, everybody, and stay safe.